Well, there's been some updates in the Brian Koberger murder trial, a hearing taking place this week, a pivotal one on Wednesday for the man accused of killing the four University of Idaho students in November of 2022. It delved into the realm of investigative genetic genealogy, IGG for short, an aspect the defense deems crucial in its strategy, although the prosecution saying, we're not even, like, using any of that in this case. So, sure, have at it. In a motion filed earlier in February, defense attorney Ann Taylor emphasized Brian Koberger's constitutional right to effective assistance of counsel seeking access for three defense experts and unspecified criminal investigators to review the sealed IGG evidence. Taylor asserted that understanding this evidence was essential to scrutinize how and when Koberger emerged as a suspect. Responding to the defense's motion, prosecutors did not oppose revealing the material to the defense experts, but raised concerns regarding the inclusion of criminal investigators without specific identification. They argued that the defense hadn't adequately justified the necessity for their involvement. During the court session, Taylor reiterated the defense's stance, emphasizing the need to grasp the full timeline of events, leading to Koberger's identification as a suspect. However, Lehigh County District Court Judge John Judge refrained from granting extended access to the IGG material for the unnamed investigators at this stage and said he suggested a separate hearing to evaluate specific justifications for their involvement. What I'd like to get is some justification for digging in deeper if necessary. I'm not sure it's necessary, but I mean, keep an open mind about that, remarked Judge John Judge. While a seemingly minor Wednesday's hearing underscored the defense's interest in meticulously examining the IGG evidence and its implications in the case. Investigative genetic genealogy, a potent forensic tool, has gained widespread adoption among law enforcement agencies in recent years. Notably, it's played a pivotal role in solving some of the nation's most notorious cold cases, including the apprehension of the Golden State Killer in 2018. Who I had the brother-in-law of at my home at one point in time at a dinner party. And they...
What? Whoa. You can't just throw out details like that and not give us the story. Dude, that's not how any of this works.
I think I have shared that story before.
You sure?
It was several years ago. I was in Branson. And there was a church that I had been going to with my ex at the time, and we were trying to, like, meet people and do community type things. And so there was, like, oh, these kind of groups for people who were new. And then you got together and you made some appetizers and, you know, you chatted. And we had a group of, you know, some couples come over for dinner and sitting there talking on the couch. And this is, like, right as they were arresting the Golden State Killer. Like, it was current in the news. So this was about 2018. And they're like, oh, we're going out to California next week. Oh, what's she doing out there? Oh, well, we're going to go and witness to our like, brother-in-law or something. It was very close. It was, like, a brother-in-law, like, through marriage, I believe, or former brother-in-law through marriage. And, yeah, he's been arrested. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, he's the Golden State Killer.
Oh, my God.
Like, what? And this is, like, this older, they're, like, probably, like, in their 50s or 60s. I don't know. Maybe even older. Maybe 60s, 70s is probably more accurate, quite honestly. And they were like, you know, we're going to go, you know, give him the good word.
Oh.
Like, I think he's kind of beyond redemption at this point.
Wow.
And I'm like, how did you, like, know him? And they, like, well, you know, when he was, you know, there growing up for, you know, he was, like, the uncle and all that. And then they had no idea. But I'm like, I didn't know what to say other than, like, wow, just wow. Because if I found out one of my relatives was the Golden State Killer, the last thing I would be doing is going on a mission trip to try and save his soul.
Like, yeah, I'd be like, you know, I've been to some dinner parties where the conversation's like awkward, but that takes it to a whole different level that I can't even comprehend.
And I really wasn't that up on the Golden State Killer at that moment in time. I wasn't doing true crime much. I think I had seen some of it like on Dateline or something. Mm-hmm. I knew enough to know that he was a pretty bad dude and that he had lived a life unscathed and got away with so much horrible shit. But then the horrible shit that he did when he was active was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was bad.
But then to hear that somebody's going to try and justify going out. I mean, I don't know. Everybody's got their own thing with their religion and such. I would not be one going out to preach to the Golden State Killer, even if it is a family member.
Well, I don't think even, you know, giving him the good word, that's not going to do anything for him. He is so steeped in it.
He did these horrible things and he's lived his life like pretending it didn't happen all this time. What the fuck do you think that these yokels from fucking Branson showing up at your jail cell is going to do? Like, oh, yeah. You came. Thank God. I've been waiting for redemption. Anyway, that's going way off track of the Koberger story.
Well, but yeah. it's an interesting story, and it just shows you how, you know, there are people related to these alleged killers, and this is how we can solve these crimes.
No, without a doubt. I mean, the thing is, the IgG evidence, the way that they're talking about using it here in the case, they're not planning on using that in the actual case itself. I think Ann Taylor is trying to find some way to show that maybe they got to him, I don't know, in a way that somehow violated something. The thing is, at the end of the day, no one fucking cares. If at the end of the day, we found the guy who did this, we found the guy who did this. They're not going to dismiss the case. They're not going to lessen the charges. They're not going to do anything like that, because then they crossed the basically the IgG evidence with the other evidence through the trash that they picked up. And then the swab that they did on Koberger himself, which also matched the IgG evidence. So it all comes together at the end through different means of DNA technology, and at the end keeps pointing to the same fucking person.
Yeah, and when you take a look at his activities when he was back home, you know, cleaning out his car, not just cleaning it out at the gas station's vacuum. He was like disinfecting with bleach. Mm-hmm. He was wearing gloves. I mean, these are some very sketchy things that he was doing. And the DNA evidence points to him. His cell phone was pinging off that area. There are so many things pointing to him that if he didn't do it, he is the unluckiest person walking the face of this earth.
Without a doubt. I mean, his alibi is, I was out for a drive. And you just happen to be in this specific area at this specific time. Mm-hmm. And your phone happens to be turned off at the moments of the murders and then suddenly comes back on as you're driving back to your apartment after the murders took place. And then they find you kind of perusing the area the next day down the road by the house on King Road. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so, yeah. But this trial, the other thing they talked about yesterday was a possible date for the trial. Well, it ain't going to happen in 2024, everybody. We're looking at 2025 at the earliest. There's going to be some more deadlines coming up here later in this year for evidence and discovery and all different things. But it looks like they're shooting for basically around this time next year.
Wow.
For this to take place, which is interesting because the crime took place in 2022, if you remember correctly. It wasn't 2023, it was 2022. It was around Thanksgiving of 2022 when this happened. So we're talking, you know, 3 to 4 years after the actual crime took place that this will be getting to trial.
This poor, all of these families, they're not getting the closure that they need. It's just really, you know, the wounds are still open.
It just doesn't seem realistic to me that it takes this many years to get through evidence in something like this.
No.
I mean, what on earth are you looking at that you need that much time to comb through these things? I know we're talking about a person's life here, but even if you are being extremely detailed, I don't know. It just seems like, I mean, and I know a lot of defense attorneys and they say, you know, with so much to go through, it does take, and I know it does, but 3 years for one guy when we've already seen like the arrest affidavit and everything pretty much points out everything pretty clearly. I don't think it takes that long to cross-reference everything, but I think it takes a lot more time to get expert, quote-unquote, witnesses in that can try and refute these charges and come up with some sort of a story. I'm guessing that's more what this is going to take time with more than anything else.
But it's going to be interesting to watch this play out. We should almost take bets on what will the first day of trial, what date will that be?
We should take bets on how many documentaries and miniseries will come out before the actual trial takes place. Yeah. And who's going to play the role of Koberger and the different people in this? Because I'm going to guess Lifetime will have something out before then, if they don't already.
Most likely.
Yeah. But yeah, that's
sick of the
want ad? To listen ad free, want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.